Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It's Friday, June 9th, and this is Mike Vandervoort, and we're doing another pre-SHRM 17 podcast for On Drive Through Radio. And we have a guest today who's president and CEO of a company called WorkSearch.com. His name is Kenny Berger. Kenny, welcome to Drive Through HR. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Good. Glad to have you. I told you in a little bit of our warm up that we try to do a few shows in and around events, and we're doing a few for SHRM this year. So you'd probably be one of the last ones that we do before the event kicks off in about a week. Tell us, Kenny. So for the folks that are going to listen in, tell us who you are and tell us about your company, which I mentioned was called WorkSearch. But introduce yourself to the drive-through listeners.
Oh, thank you. I originally began my journey to build this website, through my experiences as an entrepreneur, building successful companies, on one that I had started from scratch as a disaster restoration company, and I grew it to four locations in three states and over 50 employees and around $10 million in annual revenue. That's kind of my background in the construction industry, doing disaster repairs.
I'm going to cut in on you for a minute. I kind of hate to hear about disaster repairs because just like a week before last, I just finished paying some guys to put my kitchen back together after it had been wrecked due to a leak in the plumbing.
Well, unfortunately, it's kind of the right. Well, for me, it's kind of like the tornadoes and we don't want anyone to get hurt, but it's good for the economy sometimes when these tornadoes and hurricanes.
It's your bread and bread and butter. Yeah.
Right.
But
think about it, you get a brand new home,
Yeah, exactly. It's quite a switch from doing construction to working in the HR space. So why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, well, as my business grew, there was a constant need to find talented and skilled people. And, I used many different avenues such as online job boards and newspapers and, the old word of mouth. And I started finding out that, the newspapers was becoming a thing of the past. As no one really, uses those anymore. And word of mouth, you can only use that so much with your employees. And so I was left with online job boards, posting my jobs. And so after using two or three different job boards, I became frustrated, because you have to pay up front and you have to pay to post and you got to pay to search and there's no guarantee of any result. It was just really frustrating,
So as a business owner, it was a lot of work for you and maybe sometimes not so much payback, huh?
Well, I always wondered, why is there not, one like, Amazon where you shop for what you're looking for, and once you find it, then you pay for it. And there was nothing out there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of frustrations that came along with it. First of all, you notice that your inbox gets spammed, and I wanted to search their database, and then they charged me, to search, and it just got even more and more frustrated. And I kind of started feeling like I was being scammed, and there was no privacy, and I just kept thinking, there had to be a better way.
Mm-hmm. So you came up with this idea, and I was reading your blog post about how you reached out to some experts and stuff, but that's sort of where WorkSearch started, and your frustration as a business owner and trying to find talent, which is something that every business owner faces, large or small, right?
Yeah. I mean, because, when I started to do some research about the industry, I found out that I wasn't the only one out there that was frustrated with this. Job posters and job seekers were frustrated, and job seekers are extremely angry in some of the reviews that you read online.
Mm-hmm.
They get saying scam and spam, and because they get all these phone calls late at night, people harassing them because there's no privacy aspect whatsoever to what these job boards are. You're open to the world. And so it was, I started looking and finding out that the whole system is just antiquated, it's old, it's outdated. And any of these new companies that are coming up, they're just kind of tweaking the same process of the old system, and no one's really changing it.
Okay. So tell us about WorkSearch and what that product does.
Well, WorkSearch is a product that we created that we feel it's unique and it's going to be disruptive. It's a process where both poster and seeker, you know, they remain anonymous through our matching process. No one knows who anyone is. And so we think because of it's free to post and it's free to search, we guarantee that no one will pay unless both seeker and both seeker and poster agree to connect. We do that by using a So what we do is, if you think about it, the way the old job boards are now, they have a resume system where you have to post who you are, then you have to send your resume and search and hope that someone calls you back. And what we do is we match you based on the skill sets, because if you look at it, the average hiring manager looks at a resume 6.25 seconds, and the first thing they're looking at is skill set. So we created a patent-pending algorithm to where both poster and seeker are matched based on their skills required and the skills that are needed. And we provide a match rating score, kind of like a dating site.
Yeah, okay. So, and so,
and so we do it.
So I'm sorry, go ahead. Yeah, sorry to cut you off. Go ahead.
So that's okay. So what we do is we do this in total privacy and total anonymity. And it makes it great for people that are employed, because they have the ability to search without their employer knowing about it. And we've provided the employee that's working the ability and tools to use to block their current employer, so they can have an extra layer of protection.
Okay. And so you're talking beforehand. You're in Mobile, and you said you had a business with the disaster reconstruction that spanned a few states, I guess. WorkSearch,
right.
Is this a national site? Like, who are your customers?
Yeah.
You know, who do you view as your customer? Small business? Give us a little bit of background on that sort of end of things.
Well, you know, when we originally started this thing, it was going to be, you know, more for SMBs and blue-collar workers. And, you know, after we put this thing together and saw what it can do, and we can't see any reason why, you know, it can't be the go-to site for anyone who wants to shop their skills to find out what they're worth.
Okay. And so explain to us you said it's anonymous. So if I own a company and I want to hire – I don't know, I want to hire a customer service person for my call center, I go out and I create a profile as a customer. How does that work?
Yeah, what you do is you go in and you create a profile about your company, and we have areas where you put your public profile, which is your anonymous profile. Then we have your private profile. And then you go out and post your job, which you'll post the type of person that you're looking for, with the skill sets that you're looking for, if you want to check for a checkbox employed or unemployed. And the level of education that you're looking for and whatnot. And then when you post it out there, if we have an instant match, then we will match you and show that you have X amount of matches, and they're put in order of the percentage of the matching. So you match this candidate, you know, 86% or 92%, and the next one below it, you know, is a lower score as they go down. It instantly gives you those matches, and you review the skill sets that the person has. And as an employer, if you're looking and you're thinking, well, you know, it looks great, but I'd like to ask a few more questions, we have tools for you to be able to ask them, you know, four or five additional yes or no questions before you decide to pull the trigger. And so what happens is when you've made that decision to go ahead and pull the trigger, what you do is you purchase a $25 non-refundable contact token, and you use that to send a request to the seeker. And the seeker receives an email that shows a little bit about your company and the size of your company and your revenues and your benefits and things like that. And if they're interested, then they pay $10 to complete the connection and share the private information. Now, on the other side, if they're not interested and they just say, you know, cancel or not interested, then you will return your contact token will be returned back to you to use for someone else.
Okay, so it doesn't cost an employer $25 just to get in touch with somebody. You're saying once it's approved by both sides, then that fee sticks. But otherwise, they get to kind of use it over again. So it doesn't just eat up a budget to buy names off a list one at a time.
Well, because if you look at it that way, it would be like saying, okay, I'm going to go on Amazon and I'm going to buy this widget for $25, and they're going to tell me, well, we kept your $25 and we don't have the product.
Exactly.
And that's
exactly
kind of how I feel about it. You know, so I think we want to – but go ahead.
I was going to say, you had a great line that I read. I think it was on your blog or in your LinkedIn profile where you said the only two places, you know, where people pay in advance for stuff is casinos and job boards. I thought that made me laugh.
Well, if you think about it, there's no guarantee of any result, you know? And so, right. So that was one, that was the biggest thing that really, you know, got me, you know, that got me angered about this whole deal, was because I felt there were so many people out there trying to find jobs and trying to find candidates that were really getting taken advantage of. And I felt that we could do a better job and be an honest company to really try to help people and not try to stick it to them and take advantage of them, you know, and whether or not just data, which is pretty much
right.
What's going
now,
on.
Now, how long has Work Search been around?
We've been online, I would say, we've come out of, I think, beta probably back in November of last year.
Okay, so
we've been working on it for a couple years. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you mentioned, so tell us a little bit about how, so you had this idea. You clearly, I mean, you know, you didn't grow up in the human resources space, you know, entrepreneur, hiring people.
And
to
I'm
do,
not a computer
do
guy.
Do construction work, yeah, and you're not a human resources person today, and I don't mean that as a knock. So, but you entered
right.
a pretty competitive space. So how did you approach getting Work Search started and kind of, I saw somewhere where you said you had approached a partner. So you want to tell us a little bit about the process of building the product and kind of how you worked with your partners or whatever?
Yeah, it started out doing a friends and family round to get the thing started and to get going. And, you know, you interview technology companies, and not all of them are above board. And, you know, I had my bumps and bruises through that. And I finally, I guess it was on my third one, we finally hit it off well and were able to get a company that could really put it together and see my vision and help me do it. And it's pretty crazy story that I had to go through, but it's kind of a one of endurance and stick-to-itiveness and not giving up, because it's pretty difficult if you don't really know. But I've learned so much in the process. And you know what's really fun is, you know, when you're sitting down with the designers and the developers and you're designing all these wireframes and these pages, and you're putting your thoughts on a screen and you're seeing it come to life as you're sitting there with them, and have the ability to design the page and show what you want and the functionality that you want, and you build it. It's really a great experience.
I was reading a friend that wrote a blog post, and she's leaving the HR space and trying to move into another area. And so she's kind of going through what you were talking about. She's on the entrepreneurial path of changing not only career space, but moving into something that she doesn't know about. And she was talking about the stress and the resilience that it required and that kind of thing. And you know, I can't imagine, because it's got to be crazy. So so tell us, like, do you have any? I didn't ask you this in the pre-show, and you may or not.
Sure.
Do you have like numbers? Like how's it gone so far? So you're like halfway into your first year, right? So.
Yeah, right now we're getting a lot of people coming to the site right now, and mm-hmm. some are searching and posting. We're getting ready to reach back out to some of the people to let them understand more. You can search the site, but you also need to post yourself on the site and leave your post out there, because we've got people coming in every day that you can match up with, and you're missing out if you don't go ahead and post.
Mm-hmm.
We've got right now currently a little over 30 some odd thousand jobs out there, and right under 9,000 job seekers, and we've got people coming in every day and signing up. So it's been an amazing process.
Yeah, you're on a pretty good growth curve for 6 months in for a small. I mean, this is a space, job boards and career search and technology, HR technology. It's a massive space.
Right.
It keeps growing. There's tons of people out there throwing millions of dollars in it. So it's a big deal to try to crowd yourself into that space as a little guy, I would imagine. I don't mean to minimize
yeah.
what you're trying to do, but you're
no,
new to
all.
New.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the one
so you're
we really feel. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Just finish up, and then I'll ask you.
Yeah, I
said
so.
Sure. Go ahead.
We really feel that, you know, probably in the next 3 to 4 years, we're really going to have a strong footing in the industry. the more that people find out about us and the more people start to use us and realize that we're not here to take advantage of them. We're really a site that they can trust, and we're here to help. And so it's during the whole build process and the whole technology build and everything that we went through and coming up with this, and it was a 3-year process, I believe, and all the people that we spoke to and all the technology conferences and things that we went to and that we did do Sherm a couple of years ago before the product was ready, and we just had rave reviews, and we've not had one person yet tell us it was a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're, I was going to ask you, I know you're headed to Sherm again this year. Is this your, I was going to ask you,
that's
if this
correct.
Was your first time at Sherm, but you, it's obviously not you. So you had a booth there or something at a show before a couple of years ago, or?
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
And the one in Las Vegas, we were there, and the technology person that we had hired could not get it ready in time. But we had several hundred people came to our booth and just loved it, freaked out about our concept and couldn't believe that someone had finally solved the problem. It was a real blessing to hear that from the HR people that came to our booth. So it was real positive for us.
So you're going to go back this year and try again with a product that you can actually demo and let people see.
Oh, it's ready.
Get their hands on, I guess. That's got to be pretty exciting for you. I was looking at your website earlier, and I mean you've got a review, sort of like a Yelp, you know, spot reviews,
right.
And there are some people who have post users who have posted up there, and I found the first one I saw said, from what I have found, which is a little bit of a qualifier, this site is true to its testament. I would refer the site to others, which is that, you know, you don't get spammed and all that kind of stuff. So I was, that was interesting. The other thing I was going to say is, you know, I mentioned my kitchen, and I don't mean to make this, but I actually used a site, you know, to find a handy person, right? I didn't want to hire a general contractor because it was just, you know, as part of a kitchen and, same. I was talking to the guy that did the work for me. It was kind of the same thing. I posted on the website. I went to Angie's List and called a few names, but I wound up finding my vendor through a website where it wasn't a paid matching, but it was I posted the work project, and the handy people, et cetera, that or the contractors or whatever they refer to themselves as, could contact me directly and you know, sort of submit a bid or ask for more information. And I was talking to the guy that I eventually hired, and he said, you know, we have to pay it, you know, like if we bid on the job or if we want to get seen, we have to pay the website, you know, a certain amount of money to push our bid out there. So, you know, for me, it was free, but for him, it cost him, you know, who knows, 10 bucks, 20 bucks, I don't know. So he said he's pretty careful and choosy about how he uses it, but it worked for me. I found a good guy, and he, you know, he got paid quick. He did the work within a week, and when I called Angie's List or whatever, I didn't get any callbacks until like 8-10 days later. So I, you know, I had some frustration with that because I got paid to be a member of Angie's List. Right now, I know we're not talking about your product, but I think that you mentioned Amazon and some other stuff. You know, I think it's a unique idea to be able to, you know, to have it the way you're set up, where it's sort of like a double blind auction and people can pick each other. So that's pretty interesting.
Well, there's one thing, especially for large corporations, there's that we have also too, that because of our anonymity factor, we balance out the issues with diversity compliance and gender wage gap, you know, because everyone's anonymous.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big issue with a lot of companies nowadays, because you're actually matching someone based on their skill sets, not, you know, what they look like or whatnot. So that's one of the things with the other websites, you're just public information.
Now, when you're at Sherm, like, are people going to be able to, like, I mean, do you have like a demo, or are you going to let people just get online and kind of try it out? How are you going to use, I guess, a booth, right? You're going to have a booth at Sherm. How are you going to display this thing to Sherm members? How's that going to work?
We're going to be at booth 606, and they can come by, and we can show them and do a run through with them on the computer and show them exactly. It's a very, very simple process to do. It's really easy to fill out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's self-explanatory. I didn't create a profile or anything, because I'm not looking for a job. I have more than enough jobs as it is right now. But it looked pretty simple and pretty straightforward from what I could see. Tell me, what have you mentioned a few things in terms of the removing some of the issues with compliance around discrimination or wage, gender, that sort of thing. What else have you learned, you know, in this time as you've been talking to your clients and stuff, but either side, the job seeker or the job poster,
yeah.
What other kind of things have you found since you're starting out in the last couple of years?
Well, you know, on the job seeker side, you will see that by using the other websites that, you know, they get phone calls late at night, you know, from someone trying to get them to go to a position that they did not even apply for or put any information out there on. They get these upsells from them trying to get them to spend $600 or $700 for a resume service when they may have the perfect resume out there, but it's just another sales pitch. They also may say, well, if you pay $25 or $30 or some odd dollars a month, we will move you up in the search results. Well, first of all, how do I know I'm being moved up if I pay for it? And, you know, the thing about our site, you're moved up based on your skill set match with the job poster.
Mm-hmm. And tell us, you know, I've said work search a bunch of times, but like you should tell us probably like, because you guys have like social media and all the whole thing. What's the website address and how do people, you know, whether they're interested in checking you out as an employer or as an employee, a job seeker, how would they find you?
Yes. It's just www.worksearch.com, and it'll take you straight to the page. And as a job poster seeker, there's a spot for you to click as a poster or seeker, and it takes you into your designated area and just follow the process. And it's really, really simple. It's really, and it doesn't take a lot of time to do it.
You
it's
also
an easy process.
Have, you also have a blog for job posters and a blog for job seekers. How often do you update those?
We try to do those regularly. We implemented in the last few weeks. And we can also I take that back. Yeah, there should be. We're starting to put job blogs in there on a regular basis now. I would say weekly.
Okay. Yeah, so you're out there. You can be found. Your Twitter account is at. I was just looking it up. It's at worksearch_inc. And it looks like you've been tweeting for a while. You're also on. I'm not going to give the LinkedIn and Facebook because they're too long to read. But there, if somebody goes on either of those sites and searches for WorkSearch, I'm pretty sure they'll find you. They go to your website, and all the posts are at the bottom.
Please go to WorkSearch page on Facebook and like our page.
Yeah, never heard.
I'll
go out there and do that here after. So besides the booth, which are long days at, you know, at CERM, when you're there, you know, you got to spend, I don't know, 10, 12 hours on your feet, I guess. Or are you going to be in the booth?
Yes, I will personally be there, booth 606.
Booth 606. Okay, so besides that, now you live in Mobile, so you're not too far from New Orleans. But what else are you excited about for CERM? Or are you 100% focused on doing the entrepreneurial selling thing for while you're there?
Well, I'm 100% dedicated to that. But there's some before venues that we're going to get involved with. It's meeting with some large corporate HR managers with another business that's in town that's setting up stuff for that also.
Okay. I don't know if you go to New Orleans on a regular basis. You got any tips on New Orleans for folks?
Well, it depends on how much you want to spend. Everybody has to go by the Hotel Monteleone where the carousel bar is, where it's you sit at it and the bar spins around. You know, you've got to do that. The Deanie's Seafood is always a good place to go for some quick, fast food. And their stuff's delicious. And if you want to spend a lot of money, if you can get in Commander's Palace, that is the spot to go.
I've never been to Commander's Pilot. I've been to the Carousel Bar and Deanie's. So,
well, for breakfast, you've got to go to the Ruby Slipper. There's two of the Ruby Slippers for breakfast. They've got an awesome Benedict special there that's off the chain.
Okay, So and I told you this 30 minutes is going to go by pretty fast. We're at about 26
wow.
minutes or so right now.
Sure.
And I've actually sort of run through my questions. So what else, you know, the kitchen sink question, what else would you like to tell listeners about Work Search or about Kenny Berger or Sherm? Any other closing thing that we didn't touch on that you'd like to touch on for a moment?
Well, I guess the main thing to hit on is that for people to understand that, you know, we are here to help and not take advantage of people. You know, you can tell by our process where we're free to post and free to search, and we guarantee that no one pays until both poster and seeker agree to connect. And yes, we do charge the job seeker, as in most job boards don't, but what we find out is the job posters prefer to have someone who is more has some skin in the game, so they know that they're more serious about this, because some people put all these junk resumes and they're fake job seekers out there, and it makes them know that they really have a viable candidate if you're willing to pay the $10. We also do have the ability, if they want, they can ask the job poster to pay or reimburse that $10 or pay their fee if they wish. But it's something that's unique in the industry, and I don't think anyone's going to be able to touch what we do.
Yeah, I certainly haven't seen it, although I have to admit, in the last few years, I've not been as active in the recruiting world outside of, you know, following it through the blogosphere and all that kind of stuff as I used to be when I was a regular everyday HR practitioner. And I know some people that would work in the HR tech space would ask you about your algorithm and all that. You know, I mean, you wouldn't explain the algorithm, but you know, about like how, what it actually looks at, that kind of stuff. But I'm not smart enough to know what to ask you that. So I'm going to leave that alone. Other than that, it was okay. Go ahead.
Well, there's one thing I can tell you, that we were at a tech conference a couple of years ago, and we had Scott Cook, who is one of the chief innovation officer with Intuit, which was one of the original founders, came to our booth. Mm-hmm. And from our process at the time, that he thought we had cracked the code in HR. That was his words exactly.
That's a nice testimonial. Listen,
yes.
I want to thank you for coming on coming on Drive Thru and
being
a guest. You're absolutely welcome. I know you had said if we had any callers, we actually didn't get anyone that called in during the time. So we're gonna wrap up, and this show will. I'll send you the link, but this show, you know, go on air or go, you know, go on Facebook and stuff in just a few minutes. And then, you know, if you're listening later on, Kenny Berger was our guest. He's the president and CEO of WorkSearch.com, and he and his company will be in booth 606 at Sherm 17 in New Orleans, which is just about a week and a couple of days away. So Kenny was kind enough to come on and listen. Have a great weekend, Kenny, and I'll try to stop
Thank
by the booth and meet you in person while I'm in New Orleans. Okay.
Look forward to it.
All right. Have a great day. This is Mike, and we're going to close the show on Drive Thru. So I hope all the listeners have a good day. Thanks, Kenny. So long.
Thank you.